Welcome to Never Stop Building, where we discuss all things business, growth, and leveling up to become the most elite version of yourself. We're here to challenge fear and shatter doubt. Let's dive in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Never Stop Building. I'm your host, Sam Kaufman. As always, incredibly grateful to be here talking to you today. Look, this episode's probably going to be brief. I know I've said that before and then ended up being, you know, a long ass episode, but I really just want to give you some encouragement today. I really just want to tell you, I've had a lot of conversations with people recently, business owners, primarily just people in general. And man, some people are winning right now and don't know how to handle it. Some people are finding the success that they have fought for in their businesses, and they don't know what to do with it. I'm talking to people who are dealing with the sales and the people and the team and everything coming together in their life and in their business, and they're afraid the shoe is going to drop. And I just want to give some encouragement to all of you right now who maybe you're winning in an area and dealing with the fear and the insecurity and the doubt that you're going to be able to keep it. One of the most dangerous things that I've seen people do, and something I've done in the past that has hurt me tremendously, is start to hyper protect what we have instead of watering it to grow. And I want you to picture like you're a farmer and your crops are coming in, and all the work you did to bring your crops in, the water and the sowing of the seed and the care and the attention and the sunlight and all the things that you did to get the crops to start growing. Imagine if they started growing and you stopped all of that activity and you just built a giant fence to protect the crops from being damaged by intruders. And then you realize, well, what if the sun burns too bright and it dries everything up? So you build a big roof, a canopy over the crops to protect them from the sun. And then you're like, all right, but what about insects? So you go out and you buy a bunch of pesticides and you're spraying the crop and you're doing all these protective measures that at the time in your mind make sense because they're counteracting all of the things you're afraid of, which is really just one thing, and it's losing all your crops. The thing you're really afraid of is you've tasted this harvest and you're afraid that it's going to go away. And so you're taking all of these preventative measures to stop damage from happening to what you have so wonderfully grown in your life and business. And all the while, you forgot to water it. You forgot to sow the seed. You forgot to pick the weeds. You forgot that some insects actually eat the ones that are bad. And you killed all the insects. So now there's infestation of all kinds of things. Don't get so hyper fixated. What happens when we become afraid of losing what we have or what we're about to have is ego. It's not really about like, well, if I lose this new success, I won't be able to eat. I won't have any money. I won't have a place to live. It's what if the people who see me this successful see me fail? If you really dig down to the root of why you become over and hyper protective of what you have, it often has really nothing to do with your own well-being and your own ability to survive and live and thrive and be happy and fulfilled and joyful and of service to others. It really has to do with your ego. What if X person, what if you see me here and then I fail and you see me fail, you'll view me differently? What if you see me for who I think I am? And it's those of us, it's when you think you don't deserve the success that you're experiencing is when you assume it's all going to be taken away from you. When you realize that success isn't really the end game to begin with, a lot can change in this category. And what I mean by that is when I talk about business specifically, some years are going to be up and some years are going to be down. Some quarters are going to be up and some quarters are going to be down. Some years you're going to consider fucking quitting everything and getting a job and never going back in entrepreneurship ever again. Some years you're going to say, oh my God, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. And you're going to buy a new car and you're going to upgrade your house. It ebbs and flows and ups and downs, man. What you're experiencing when you see these wins is not some end all, this fear of losing it. Like you will The 150% growth year where you tripled your profit margins is not going to happen every year. Eventually, it's going to stabilize out. And what is really dangerous when you're being hyper-protective is you view stabilization as shrinkage, as a threat, as a failure. It's not. And so what I want to remind you of and encourage you to do is, and I'm not saying don't get hyper-protective, just go be the riskiest person in the whole world. Like, no, like failure is possible. Not only is failure possible, it's going to happen to all of us. In some form, fashion, way, or another, we all make mistakes. We all hit our head against the wall, especially if you're going to be a figure, if you're going to own a company, if you're going to try to grow that company, if you're going to really try to be a provider for your family, if you're going to try to be a public figure on social media, like you're going to hit your head against the wall. There's no textbook for how to do this perfectly because it changes every day. It changes every day. The rules change all the time. The most important thing that you can do is maintain your own core values and have integrity in everything you do for you and your family. That's the most important thing that you can do. And at the end of the day, you can lay your head down at night and sleep no matter what the result outcomes are. If you're in this season, you're experiencing winning and everything is actually looking up and you're just incredibly afraid that you're going to lose it all, where were you before it was up? I reminded a good friend of mine the other day. I got a call over the weekend, and a good friend of mine is going through something similar to this. He said, man, I needed some encouragement because I feel like everything is going really well right now. Business is way up by millions. I'm getting people from competing companies applying to join my sales team. I just, you know, 7-figure contract just landed. It's like, man, why do I feel like I'm going to lose it all? It's because you don't feel like you deserve what's happening. You feel in your head, oh, well, if they only knew how much I didn't do, if they only knew how much work I didn't get done last week, if they only knew that I slept in on Saturday and Sunday until 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, if they only knew that I didn't eat perfectly on Friday night, I ate too much dinner and then had dessert. And we start to just pick these random things in our lives that we are insecure about, that we don't love about ourselves. And we go, man, if they only knew, like, that's why it's all going to fall apart. No, man, being human is not why everything's going to fall apart. But if you take your eye off of the ball and you stop doing all of the work, and I'll use this person, this friend of mine, as an example. This friend of mine spent 12 to 15 months absolutely busting his ass, doing the work necessary to survive. Last year was not an easy year for like any business, okay? He did the work. And then the results started coming 15 months later. And so to think, man, I don't deserve this. This came out of nowhere. I'm going to lose it is insane. And I had to remind him. I had to give him a playback of the last 15 months and remind him, dude, this is the result. This is why we talk about in coaching, like, hey, man, you got to hang on. You got to hang on. Everybody wants an ROI on their activity next week or in the next hour. And it's not how business works. The ROI on all of your activity is minimally 60 to 90 days away. That's at best. And that's at lower level activity, high level activity, CEO level activity. That you could be 12, 18, 20 months away, more. Do not become overprotective because your ego doesn't want you to have other people see you fail. You have everything you need right now to have the success that you're walking into. You have everything you need to continue growing that. You have everything at your fingertips and your disposal to make this happen for you. Do not build a fence and a roof and pesticides and dig out the ground and kill all the creatures and forget to water what you're growing. Do not forget to do the things that got you to the point of where it's successful. And you know, like if you're in a bigger team or you're growing a bigger company or you're multi 7 or 8 figures, like the lesson for you there is like the activity has to continue, but just doesn't have to be you. doesn't have to be you. The activity, don't forget to do the activity. That doesn't mean you have to do the activity. It could be time to delegate that activity. Maybe it's time for you to hire someone. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I got to protect this because then this is going to go wrong. And great, like it's probably time to hire and delegate some of the activity that got you to this place so that you don't lose this place so you can go back to strategizing what you need 15 months from now. Life is a long game. It's such a long game. It doesn't matter if it's business, if it's life, if it's weight loss, if it's marriage, if it's parenting. This is a life game. This isn't a Q1, Q2 game. We set initiatives for quarters. We set initiatives for years. But like the vision for my life is lifelong. The vision for my life is a life game. And I'm guilty of getting caught up in the moment and the situation and the quarter. And I get it. I'm human. I want results. I want people to praise me. I want to look good. I want to be good. I want to feel like I'm good at stuff and that I'm proficient and that I excel. But I also remind myself regularly, man, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. This is a life game. It's just a life game. I'm 33 years old. Like there's a lifetime. If you're 43, 53, 63, you have like a lifetime ahead of you to continue doing this stuff. And continue to win and learn and grow. And like, truthfully speaking, like a failure is only really like a failure if you quit. Other than that, it's just a lesson learned. They're all just lessons learned. And all the people you admire and all the people you look up to and all the big, big people all over the internet and TV and the news and all the people, it's just more time under tension, man. They've just been more time. More failures, more lessons, more implementation, more delegation. That's it. The only advantage people who are actually winning have is more time. Now, the advantage that people, some people like to pretend they have, social media highlight reel. And again, I'll go back to a few episodes ago. Consider the source, man. Social media is a highlight reel for everybody. Nobody uses social media just to post their shit. Nobody would follow it. I don't get on social media to look at people's shit. I like the encouragement and the inspiration of the highlight reel. I like seeing what's possible. I like the truth. I like the lessons learned, but lessons are always shared on the other side when the implementation's already in place. Like nobody's above that. Consider the source of your information. Remember, the only people who are actually winning beyond where maybe you are right now, it's just time. It's just time. You have everything you need to keep it going. Water your crops. Talk to you guys next week.